This is Senator Al Simpson. Should the Soviets be invited to join the International Monetary Fund, which really stands for capitalism worldwide? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Gorbachev is obviously not beyond asking anyone for a loan these days. Now he wants a $1 billion bailout from the Group of Seven, made up of the world's most developed nations. He even wants to sign up and join with the International Monetary Fund. Last week, the G7 ministers gave the preliminary approval to allow Moscow to become an associate member, but they also said no way to direct financial help. Let Gorby and the Soviet Union make a stronger commitment to capitalism before they start borrowing money from a system they once swore to destroy. Ted, you've always been a complete sucker for any welfare programs. Are you going to fall for this one, too?
Al, no country wants to open its treasury to the Soviet Union. Investment, yes. Welfare, no. That's only the beginning of the debate, not the end. Let's draw the right line, not a far-right line, between wasted dollars and worthwhile investments to help the Soviet Union to become a free market economy. It's not easy. Without Western aid, it probably won't happen. President Bush is taking sensible steps. He said no to you and your Soviet-bashing colleagues and approved new U.S. guarantees for grain sales to the Soviet Union. He invited Gorbachev to the Western Economic Summit in London later this month. The Cold War's dead, Al. If we encourage Soviet reform, it'll stay dead. Strain your brain, Al. Think back a half a century. After World War II, the Marshall Plan gave a U.S. helping hand to our former mortal enemies and turned them into major friends. Not a bad precedent, Al, for the Soviet Union now. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Public Health Enemy Number 1, cigarette advertising. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.